listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to read you a great passage from the prophet Joel, chapter 2, verse 32. Here we go. It says, "And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls." It's an amazing statement there in Joel chapter 2, verse 32. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This glorious promise associated with the time Joel said shall come to pass afterward. In this time of the poured out Spirit of God, salvation will no longer be an association with national Israel. Instead, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, no matter what nation they come from. Now notice, this is a broad call. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You might say that this whoever is better than even having your own name written in the Bible. If I were to read, "David Guzik shall be saved," my first reaction would be elation. I would know that God has promised that David Guzik would be saved. Then I would begin to think, "Now wait a minute, I'm not the only David Guzik in this world. I've done a Google search and I found a few others. And who is to say how many David Guziks there have been through history? Maybe I'm not the right David Guzik who will be saved." But when the scripture says, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved," then you can know that you are included in that. It's better than having your own name written in the Bible. Now, this is a call also to prayer. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. True prayer is calling on the name of the Lord. And you can't perish if you are genuinely calling on the name of the Lord. Charles Spurgeon wrote this. He said, quote, "You cannot perish praying. No one has ever done so. If you could perish praying, then you would be a new wonder in the universe. A praying soul in hell is an utter impossibility. A man calling on God and rejected of God? The supposition is not to be endured." End of that quote from Charles Spurgeon. Now notice that this is also a call to come to the true God. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Coming to a false God or a God of your own imagination, that's going to do you no good. The God of your mere opinion does not exist and cannot save you. You must come to the God of the Bible. And sadly, most people today worship a God of their own making. Now, they don't make an image of clay or gold, but they build a God in their mind according to their own thoughts. They think of what they want God to be, and then they create Him in their image. But there's no salvation in a self-made deity. Don't trust in a God that you have made yourself. Trust only in the God of the Bible. Call on the name of the Lord and be saved. And this is also a call to come to God intelligently. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In the ancient world, the name stood for the person and the character of the person being named. To call on the name of the Lord means that you know something of His person and His character. You know His power, so you call upon His power. You know His mercy, so you call upon His mercy. You know His wisdom, so you call upon Him to help you in every difficulty. And friends, this is also a certain promise. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is a profound mystery why everyone does not accept this great invitation. But the text itself tells us that only a remnant receives it. It says, "among the remnant whom the Lord calls." Yet all who do come are certainly saved. God's very honor depends upon it. If one of those who called upon the name of the Lord was in fact damned, despite their loving trust in the Savior, it would be to the everlasting dishonor of the Lord in whom we've trusted. That one would lose their soul, but God would lose his honor. As Spurgeon said, think of us being able to say in hell, I trusted in the boasted Savior's help and rested myself on God, and yet I am lost. Sir, Spurgeon said, heaven itself would be darkened and the crown jewels of God would lose their luster if that could once be the case, but it cannot be. If you trust in the Lord God Almighty, he will save you as surely as he is God. We have the great invitation to call upon the name of the Lord. It isn't up to us to accept it and communicate it to others. We need to do that. It is up to us to do it. It's a great message for us to communicate. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Thanks for listening. For more information about